Hey, what happened here? Whoa, everything falling apart. I mean, good afternoon.
My vision improved after
Oh, did it really? This is what happened you get when you're using stuff off of YouTube. You should not do that. I'm sorry about that, cutting off one of my favorite steel pan. And when I said favorite, I will tell you this much. I grew up in Jamaica, and this was my first steel pan side that I saw. The name is Pan Am Jet North Star. And I saw them actually at the library in Maypen. I'm sure you've heard this story already. I've told it so many times. And it has stood with me over the times in life. Pan Am North Stars, for those of you who do not know, Pan American Airways. They took Pan, the sound of Pan, throughout the Caribbean. Wherever in the Caribbean you will, not for Trinidad. I'm sure they did it in Trinidad, but I can tell you I've heard people from St. Lucia, Antigua, speaking about the Pan side. It was good advertisement for them. It was like maybe 20 guys in the group. And they all wore this blue shirt, black pants, and white tie. You see how I remember that? This is from maybe 1960. I left Jamaica 69, so that would be around 67. Pan Am North Stars. Still standing out in my head, and I still enjoy it. Because the sound was so unique and simple then that it would be, So we got cut off a while ago. So you know what? I'm just going to bring up the last half of the Pan Am North Stars and enjoy with me, all right? Since yesterday, this thing been giving me a hard time. All right, here we go. Cut off like that, but so be it. It's been around for quite some while, and we enjoyed Pan Am Jet North Stars. I can remember me just sitting on the hillside by the library, and they had the thing set up on the hillside also, and we were just enjoying the groove on a Sunday afternoon. And speaking of Sunday afternoon, normally at this hour you'd be hearing the voices of DJ Storm and Pat Dylan Moore and, of course, the Angel. Well, they have taken off this weekend to, I don't know, so let me not say because I'd be guessing. No, they went on a little 3-day vacation. You know, it's rather demanding when you're sitting here and you know you have to be there on Sunday or Saturday, whatever. But I'm sitting in for them and totally unprepared, but I will do my best to entertain you. And Boom Boom Time on a Sunday afternoon is normally hosted by these three people, but I am doing the trick today. I hope I can do something. Pardon my cough. I've been having that cough for a couple of days now. Anyway, everybody seems to have it. So we're going to continue. It's Father's Day weekend. I didn't want to touch on that because I didn't want everybody to be looking around and say, Jesus, I didn't get nothing for daddy, you know. And I didn't this and I didn't that. Well, you know, I really can't complain because there's one, I won't call any name because we're not supposed to announce things like that on the radio. Early this morning, he came and he says, Pops are cutting the grass, you know, it's your Father's Day. And before the grass was finished, it was another Father's Day that came in the shape of a quart bottle. And I had one. He says, Happy Father's Day. And I say, Happy Father's Day to you because he's much younger than me, but he has a few kids. So I we clinked the glasses together and we celebrated our Father Day like we've been doing for quite some while now. And I have some young friends that really looks after me in every sense of the word, and I'm eternally grateful. What can I tell you? I'm really grateful to these young people because they're taking care of the old guy. speaking of young people, I was by my grandkids. I totally adore my grandsons. I won't call their names yet because they'll make noise and they're outside playing. But Kingsley, did the name slip out there? Wow. I'm sorry, neighbors. No, they're in the back with their mom, grandmother, and dad having fun. So I'll be back there with them later on. And speaking of back there, I want to take you back to Trinidad and Tobago. Thanks to Henry Antwine because he had introduced me to the grandstand. The grandstand is where it's happening, folks, where all the dignitaries come and sit, and the people who have the money, not that I had any, but I just started going to Trinidad to cover the carnival, both for a little bit of the community contact and myself on West Indian Rhythms. And at the time, it was sponsored by Harry Bisson, Marvel Travel, and Emirate Kalacharan at Carrie and Curry House. They sponsored my trip and so forth. And when I got there, my press pass, everything was intact. My tickets for how many days in the savannah and what have you. Compliments of Henry Antwine. You know, a lot of people see these people, but you have no idea what they do in the background. So he had arranged, and the first band that I can remember, I don't remember the exact year it was, seeing up close and listening to and tapping my feet, and then the whole leg started to dance, and the next thing you know, I whining like a Trinidadian. You know what I mean? But it was totally sweet. 100 or so members coming on that stage. I had to go look for Martin Albina to see if he would translate for me what was taking place, but I couldn't find him. You notice how my training gone on and now? But listen, I had fun. Fun with a capital F. Exodus Steel Orchestra. This is what I heard. Wow. You hear it? Hear what happened to me. Hear what happened to Stretch in them days, Agile and Thing Boy. And I find myself, they had this Guardian reporter, photographer rather, by the right side of the stage, and I guess she saw when Henry came and gave me my tag to put around my neck and all that, so she figured I'm somebody important. So I'm there when this band started, and I'm enjoying myself. Sorry for the rumbling, that's what the stage felt like. And I'm enjoying myself, and I tap in with the guy who counting off the music, and I'm feeling good. The music sounding good before, and now I'm right there on the stage. And folks, the next thing I know, I dancing on this people stage like a trini. I said, "Well, weird boy, is you that?" And this guy, security guy, come up to take me off. And when he came up, all I see is a hand in front. Henry Antoine put out his hand and he say something, and my man disappear. So I dance up myself on the stage. I couldn't believe it. I said to myself, "Boy, I hope them not have any. I hope this photographer don't show this thing." So it reached back at Jamaica, you know, because you know, here's a stretch of dance pan music. But you know, it was wonderful. Those were the days that you know you enjoyed you enjoyed wherever you went, you know. And it's like going wherever, you know. Let me just put on this in the background while I'm talking with you. This is Kes. Pan music. Sweetest thing I heard for 2020. I think it came out. Let me say hello to you in Pan. Isn't that lovely? Hello. Hello, hello, hello. going to take you back to 1954. This is Eddie Fisher. I don't think I got Eddie there at all, so let me get back here. Where is Eddie? Here we go. Oh, my papa. I'll tell you a story after. I have a story for everything.
Oh, my papa. To me, you are so wonderful. Oh, my papa.
And it's going out to all the papas who are celebrating your day today. Have fun with your kids, your grandchildren, your friends, everybody, because it's our day, all right? I keep saying your day, but it's my day too. So I'm having fun with my Kingsley. yes, all right. So my two grandkids, I don't want to call out the names on here, but, you know. Mr. Eddie Fisher, Turning by the Pages of Time, 1954. Oh, my papa.
Oh, my papa. To me, he was so wonderful. Oh, my papa. To me, he was so good. No one could be so gentle and so lovable. Oh, my papa. He always understood. Gone are the days when he would take me on his knee, and with a smile he'd change my tears to laughter. Oh, my papa. So funny, so adorable, always a clown. So funny in his ways. Oh, my papa. To me he was so wonderful. Deep in my heart I miss him so today. To me he was so wonderful. Deep in my heart I miss him so today. Oh, my papa.
Oh, my papa, Mr. Eddie Fisher. You know, the first time I heard that song, I heard it for about 3 hours straight. And I decided I didn't want to hear I didn't want to hear this song ever again. Because, boy, I tell you, it was something else. The reason being, I'm sorry about that, folks. I'm reading my Yeah, emails while I'm talking to you. The reason why I heard it so often, the neighbor, he had just passed, Mr. Hammond was his name, and they kept playing that song. It's the first time I was hearing it. I was next door at my aunt's house and my aunt and my uncle's house on Arnold Road. So those of you who know Kingston. And I had to get up and leave to go down the road because they would play it over and over and over again. And people would be requesting it. You'd hear them play it again and it would be something else, you know, but such is life, such is life. I started to hate the song just on that particular day, but then over the years I started singing with bands, and you had to do it for the people. What can I tell you? You know what I mean? So I did my Oh My Papa for several places. It's now approximately 4:35, and you're locked into Boom Boom Time. And I'm trying to fill the big shoes of Miss Stormy and Pat Dillon Moore and what's his name again? I can't remember his name because he doesn't talk much. I want you to talk, okay? And next time you get behind this mic, you say, well, Stretch, why didn't you? Why you want me to talk? And you will talk. Ah, so, Oh My Papa, to me you are so wonderful. El Divo and Miss Celine Dion. This is a request. Joanne would like to send it out to Mom and her dad. Celine Dion and El Divo, I Believe in You. On CKUT 90.3 FM.
You have chosen a restless road, no turning back. One day you will find your light again. Don't you know? Don't let go. Strong. Follow your heart, let your love lead through the darkness, back to a place you once knew. I believe in you. Follow your dreams, be yourself an angel of kindness. There's nothing that you cannot do. I believe in you. Tout seul, tu t'en iras tout seul. Que
I believe in you. I certainly do believe you, me. I just got a thing here. Here we go. I'm in Jamaica since Thursday. Frankie from Fabulous Five. The party is at Lenny's house. Lenny's my best friend. He didn't even tell me that he was having a party in Jamaica. Lenny, you and I have a conversation when I get back, okay? And she says, picture at Ernie Ranglin's 98th birthday. Oh, the guitarist, 98th birthday. Birthday party. Frankie Campbell, the bass player for Fab Five, sends his regards to you. And hello to all. I would have loved to be at that party. You know, I really and truly would have loved to be at that party. And I'm going to turn on Google in the back of me because I listen to the station while I'm talking with you, but now it's annoying me. And a request, as the young lady and her brother said to me on the thing, could you play that song that you did with Mr. Michael Bolton yesterday when you were finishing? I don't normally like to repeat, but for you, the listeners, you are special to me, so I'm going to repeat. Michael Bolton, a love so beautiful, they would like to send it out to their father, who they think is the best father in the world. So, Clinton, this goes out to you from your kids. A love so beautiful, Mr. Michael Bolton. Standing tall in the hearts of lovers, for those of you who are celebrating Father's Day. CKUT 90.3 FM. By the way, she said she wanted to waltz with Dad. So you two young ladies get a dance off of Dad. Cherish him. Cherish your dad. Don't be afraid. You hug him and kiss him. And Today's Father's Day. Make the most of it. One of the things I, as a young man, I loved to do was to dance. And we had a reputation, some of us. One of them was Marco Brown for sure, and the other one was myself. When we went to a party or so, and it was three steps. And if you were dancing with someone that you, you had a little thing on you, it was the most beautiful. Not this whining thing and grinding thing. You was together. And it was beautiful. Okay, another request. Where did I put my phone? Oh, it's here. Stretch, would you be so kind as to play the Born Free for us? Done by you? Oh. Okay, I have to dig it up in the computer. And I will play it. Yeah. Computers, you know, in the good old days, you could say, oh, you know, I didn't bring the record, you know. But for my listeners, the listeners that we have on the station are the best. Believe you me. They support the station. And we can't complain. You know what I mean? In every sense of the word, they make sure their donations are. It is keeping the station as healthy as ever. They're opening the station slowly, very slowly, because right now, whether we want to believe it or not, Mr. COVID is still out there hanging around, and the station has to be careful how it does things. So some programmers are doing it from their... From the station. Others are doing it from home and so forth. Others are doing it from Jamaica. Let's not call any names and make it sound like it's done here, here in Montreal, on the beach, having fun and doing their program. So, all right, by request. Song that was done up by a British bus driver many years ago that eventually they used in the movie Born Free that made him a couple of millions that he retired early. Very unassuming gentleman. Had the pleasure of seeing him in Jamaica at Casa Montego. We were the local band that opened for them. Just four guys and himself. And he was doing his hits after hits after hits. And I said, wow, I never heard of this man, but I've heard his songs. Beautiful voice, charming man. And I said, one of these days, I'm going to record one of his songs. I don't put it out for sale because I'm not ready for jail yet. So here's this. Born Free.
As free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart. Live free, and beauty surrounds you. The world still astounds you. Each time you look at a star, stay free when no walls divides you. You're free as the roaring stars, so there's no need to hide. Born free, life is worth living, but only worth living, 'cause you're born free.
I'm telling you, thank you for your notes and so forth. I'm glad you're enjoying it. And this is the beauty about CKUT. We're not afraid to do things the way you want it done, because you are in charge. By being dedicated listeners, I have no problem in playing what you want. And for Anthony and his beautiful wife, Jeanette, you requested this. This is Mr. Gramps Morgan. One guy asked me, he says, Stretch.
If you give a little more,
then you take. Let me pull it back. This guy asked me if I produced this song. No. But people love it. Not me alone. Gramps Morgan, still standing tall.
If you give a little more than you take, and if you try to fix more than you break, if you're the kind who takes the time to help a stranger in the rain, there's a place for people like you. If you stand up for those down on their knees and lend a voice to those who cannot speak, if you shine a little light, give sight to the ones who've lost their way, there's a place for people like you. I've heard up there the streets are made of gold. To hold, I believe when your days down here are through, there's a place up there for people like you. If you walk around with your heart on your sleeve, and if you're trying to be the change you wanna see, someone could be saved, there's a place for people like you. I've heard up there the streets are made of gold, and when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when your days down here are through, there's a place up there for people like you.
to hold. I believe when your days down here are through you, there's a place up there for people like you. There's a place up there for people like you. Oh, tough many on people we are.
You know, that must be the best recorded song for the year so far. Wow. What was all of that? I don't know. These days, things shows up and plays a little thing in your head. I am so enjoying listening to the and taking your requests. And it's remember, I'm just filling in for my good friends, the Stormy, and of course, Mom and Dad. Shut up, Stretch, and play the music, all right? I'm just tired. This guy's from Dominica. Who can call me and tell me his name? I will get a ticket to somewhere for you.
Word on fire.
Crime and